Question about what to do with coal ash around the state came to the North Carolina House floor last night. In a contentious three-hour debate, Republican lawmakers defended controversial changes to the bill they received from the Senate and defeated more than a dozen amendments. As the bill nears becoming law, WFAE's Ben Bradford brings you four things to know about the latest version.
The first, and perhaps most controversial, thing to know. State regulators can waive off deadlines for Duke Energy to close the leaky ponds where the ash is stored if they determine a timeline is too stringent and not doable. North Carolina is the first state to try to eliminate its coal ash ponds completely, and Representative Ruth Samuelson, a Mecklenburg County Republican, argued for flexibility.
Nobody's done this before. Nobody knows exactly what the answers are. Yet, on the other hand, we want a process, and we want deadlines. But because of that, you have to allow for things to not go the way you thought they were going to go.
Duke has already questioned some of the bill's timelines. Environmental groups, on the other hand, are not happy. They think the state environment agency, DENR, has been soft on Duke for years and will abuse the exemption for the company's benefit.
This is a trust DENR bill.
The Southern Environmental Law Center's Frank Holloman.
DENR's coal ash activities are under investigation by a federal criminal grand jury. Who in their right mind would trust this agency?
Holloman's group has lawsuits underway against both Duke and the state board that oversees DENR, which brings us to thing to know number two. The Law Center won a case in March. A judge ruled that state law requires DENR to stop coal ash ponds from polluting groundwater immediately. The House bill changes the state law the judge based his ruling on and would seemingly invalidate it.
There's some confusion about what was the intent of it.
Samuelson says the judge misinterpreted the law and the new provision is simply a technical clarification, while Holloman says
it's the worst example of blatant special interest legislation.
Otherwise, the broad outlines of the bill are the same. State regulators and a new politically appointed commission will sort ponds at most Duke coal plants into categories of high, medium, and low risk. Each category comes with different timelines and methods for closing ponds, extending from 5 years for high risk to 15 for low. But the bill also specifically names four coal plants that essentially have to be classified high risk at Riverbend in Gaston County, Asheville, Sutton, and Dan River. Last night, lawmakers tried to add other plants to the priority list over objections from the bill's shepherds. Here's Samuelson again.
The reason those first four sites were identified was because there were environmentalists and there were legal groups and others who looked at it and determined that those sites needed to be addressed. And that's how they got on that list.
Okay, thing to know number three is a fact check. There are various reasons cited for closing each of those four plants, but the original list came from Duke Energy. The company suggested closing those four in a plan it submitted to state regulators back in March.
The motion passes.
An amendment to add the Cape Fear plant to the list, offered by a Republican, unexpectedly passed by a narrow vote of 56-55, and that was not meant to happen. So an hour and a half later, they called the amendment back for a rare second vote, drawing the ire of Democrats, Cumberland County's Rick Glazier.
You know, this is a stunning parliamentary procedure, Manu. Let me explain why I believe it is nothing but fraudulent and should never be tolerated on this House.
Which spurred further name-calling from both sides, including Guilford Republican John Blust.
It's of growing tiresome to hear the whining about it now. I hope people will temper their remarks in the future.
The amendment lost the second vote, dying along with 14 others over the course of the three-hour debate. But despite the failed amendments, the arguing, and the criticism of the bill, it tentatively passed by a wide bipartisan margin, just as the Senate version did. And that's thing to know number four. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.